Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Ken.
And today is
17th.
Oh, okay. August 17th, 2020. And it's been a weird couple weeks for me.
I wouldn't say it's any weirder or not weirder than the whole year has been.
Yeah, this is just kind of a weird year, so I'm not going to say it's been that weird. But weirder than normal.
It's no different than this whole year.
Weirder than normal. And, you know what? I have to say it. Like, I've been, like, that was a special thing for me, and he included me on his platform. I watch, different shows, various shows. People that listen to me all know that. I want to give a shout out to my main man, Jay Moore Reviews. He's on YouTube. He does all different kinds of shows that you're probably possibly interested in.
Same shows
in.
We do.
The Shy.
Power.
Walking Dead.
P-Valley, whatever
P-Valley.
That is.
P-Valley. I never watched that, but... once again, matter of fact, let's applaud him. Where's the applause button? Let's applaud Jay Moore Reviews.
Stuff like that, but I feel like if we did stuff like that right now, nobody would call it.
Yeah. We're not built like that.
Yeah, we got to get a little
like
bit
that.
More.
And there's nothing wrong with saying we're not built like that.
We got to get a little, our platform's got to get a little bigger. We need some more people to subscribe to the channel, not just listen to the videos. We actually need them to subscribe. Build up our platform some, and then we can start doing live streams like that.
But yeah, once again, shout out to Jay Moore Reviews, man. Awesome guy. He was like, I had fun. I had fun today and yesterday. Thank you for having me on your platform, bro. But anyway, let's start off
with The Shy. It was season 3, episode 9.
Season 3.
There's only one
episode
left. The season is almost over.
This was definitely a different kind of episode.
This was the best episode this season.
Thus far, yes.
Which is not saying much because it wasn't even that great. But it was, compared to all the other episodes this season, it was the better one.
I think it was shock value that they went.
And they actually focused on everybody in the cast.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one person. It wasn't just Keisha. It wasn't just Kev. It wasn't just Jake. It wasn't everybody.
Yeah, they had everybody. Everybody earned their check that day.
A little bit of everybody,
yeah. Everybody earned their check that day.
Which is the way it should be. I mean, you have a big cast.
I think they get caught up in, like, just focusing on
one person
things that
story.
Don't really matter. Like, Ronnie was a huge focus this season. A
things
huge.
That they think is going to, like, people are going to be interested in, but they're not. They're not. I think they thought the whole, like, Keisha disappearance thing.
It was going to be, like,
popping. In the midst of the whole Black Lives Matter stuff that was going on, that
it
was going to make the show really good, and it wasn't.
No.
Not the way they went about it, anyway.
Like I said on my main, Jay Moore's, where's Papa's speaking lines? Am I bugging? Do I have to go back and look at the old season?
Papa
seasons?
Used to be funny.
Like, yeah, he was fun. What's going on?
He used to dance, like...
Yeah,
he would, like, throw his little jig out there. He'd dance. Papa always had something funny and smart to say out of his mouth.
His dialogue was the best part of the some of the best, funniest moments in the show.
Yeah, like, some of the things that used to come out of his mouth was like,
God. They don't even have him in the show. He's not even in the show.
Barely.
He didn't say any words in episode 9.
He did.
What'd
he was talking to Ronnie. After they gave him the $5,000 check, he came up to him like, what are you going to do with your money? You know what I mean? You got all this money. What are you going to do with it? And then his dad came up. That was kind of like the only thing he said. What are you going to do with your money? To Ronnie.
Put it like this. They had Papa's father speak more than Papa this season.
Yeah.
True or false? Am I bugging?
No, they did.
Papa's daddy has talked more.
No, they needed Papa's daddy to build a storyline for Ronnie.
Yeah, I guess he was a part of Ronnie's storyline. Yeah, he was definitely a part of Ronnie's storyline.
Yeah.
He definitely was.
Because Miss Ethel was gone, so they needed somebody else to help.
Like, she was a part of his Ronnie storyline.
She was a big part of his story.
Let's call them crutches. They were crutches in his storyline.
Mm-hmm. They're not main characters. They're supporting characters for that actor.
Yes. But to be honest with you, I don't think, like, Papa, we didn't need to meet Papa's dad. You know what I'm saying? Papa was a strong enough actor where we didn't need to see his dad.
Yeah, but I guess the storyline they were going on was Ronnie was a bum. He was living on the street, and Papa's dad helped him and got him a place to live, you know, got him into a shelter, got him into church, you know, helped build him. He started believing in God, and, you know, he started to become a better man.
Okay.
Allegedly.
All right.
So the power of the Christ.
So Ronnie's basically saved. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I can understand that. I understand
dad
that.
Dad tried to save him.
Yeah. That Ronnie is basically was saved.
He went from living under the bridge to living in a shelter and dressing in suits and, you know, finding Keisha. So.
Saving young ladies.
Yeah, his story is like built up from being the murderous bum. Drunken bum.
This is what I don't understand. Why did he... Hold on. I'm getting Charlie Murphy right now. Because this is what I think. Like, okay. Where's Charlie Murphy? Where's Charlie? Can you cue up the Charlie? Can you cue up the Charlie? There you go. Okay. Why did Ronnie drop his grandma's ashes in a koi pond?
He said why. He did say why. He said that was the... I guess his memories, that was before he went off to the military, that was him and his grandma spent the day there.
It wasn't the ocean. It wasn't the ocean. It was a pond.
It was a swamp.
It was a swamp.
It was a marsh. But that's why he said he did it, because before he went off to the military, him and his grandma spent the day there, and I guess it's someplace that she always loved.
Ronnie dumped Miss Ethel's ashes in a goldfish pond.
In the marsh.
In the marsh. Come on, Ronnie.
Better than that, but...
Yeah, no. It was a swamp. Yeah, it was a swamp. You can't tell me that wasn't a swamp.
And they had a walkway and all. There's no walkway.
Yeah, it was a
swamp.
It was a swamp.
It was like a upgraded cesspool. Cobblestone.
This is simple with crates on the side as benches. Like,
yeah.
Ronnie, come on, bro.
Cobblestone.
Okay. So after he dumps Miss Ethel in the after he dumps Miss Ethel in the cesspool, aka his grandmother, I guess he felt like he was fulfilled in doing what she wanted.
We're skipping parts though, because he got Ronnie got a brand new bag for finding Keisha.
Yep. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Ronnie,
you saw that part. You go ahead, tell that part.
Hey, Ronnie, take this check.
You got $5,000. You got $5,000 from Doodah.
Yeah, and Tracy, her girl, gave her money. That was actually Doodah's wife. That was like, yeah, we're going to give you $5,000. Because Doodah looked at her like, what, bitch, we are?
Plus, Ronnie got the collection plate at the church.
Yeah.
So,
and then the pastor asked for 10% back.
Okay. That's right. So Ronnie got a bag from the church.
Ronnie got a brand new bag.
And then, in the midst of him getting this bag, a young man, I'm not stealing it from Jay Moore Review, but Jay Moore Review said it, and I'm going to give him a shout out, and he said it, definitely said it. But I was thinking the same thing with the, it was almost like a Malcolm X scene from the movie Malcolm X. Get your hand out my pocket. A young man jumps up and says,
he's a murderer.
He ain't no murderer. He ain't no hero. He's still a murderer. He killed Coogie. In the middle of them, everybody praising Ronnie.
Oh my God. Thank God.
He killed Keisha. Oh, hell,
Ronnie. He's the only one who cared that this girl was missing. Nobody else cared that this girl was missing.
Oh, hell, Ronnie. Yeah.
Ronnie's
Keisha.
Keisha. Is that you?
That's you, Keisha. So, as he's being praised, and you know what? Go to the applause. Ronnie still does deserve an applause for finding Keisha. He's the only one I was looking for.
Uh-huh. her mom's wife didn't give a fuck. Nobody else cared. Everybody
else cared.
Like looking at
Ronnie still cared.
Like, oh, the bitch is still missing.
Uh-huh.
And well, it's been about 2 months. Let's pack her shit up. She ain't coming back. She ain't coming back here.
So he technically was a hero still. They were packing up the room. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. Ronnie saves her. So, all right. Back to present day. Ronnie gets a bag for almost $10,000.
I don't know what it was. They just said $2 was $5, and they didn't mess. They didn't say how much Tracy gave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tracy and her group, but
the church collection and her group. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was her group.
Yeah, yeah. Her group. Oh, yeah. Her battered.
That helped, they're the ones that helped.
Her group.
Candlelight vigil.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The people that have lost sons and daughters
and violence and drugs.
Yeah.
To the streets, basically.
So they raised the bag for Ronnie. So Ronnie got two bags. Okay.
Yeah, dude, I was mad that his wife gave.
Dude, I was not feeling that.
No, when they went out to church, dude's wife was like, I forget what she said. Like, let's go on to the next event. He's like, go home, bitch. She looked down like, what?
Did he say that?
Yeah, I swear to God. She said that.
Go home, bitch.
He said, go home, bitch. And she's like, but I think you're going to need me. He said, this is my thing. You go home, bitch. Like, yes, he did. He's like, this is my thing. I'm running. Was he running for mayor?
Mayor.
I'm running for mayor, not you. Go home, bitch.
Well, that's the thing. She was, like, cutting him off when he was trying to talk at the church.
Well, she's the one that stepped up and offered the money, and he looked at her like, what? We are giving this fool? Like,
this drunken.
Since you already said it,
this
I guess
yak,
we are.
This yak drinking fool.
I guess we are giving him 5 G's, like.
Wrote him a check, and then, Yeah, yeah. So there's definitely, I don't understand what Duda's wife is all about.
No.
She's definitely about some bullshit.
It still makes sense in the whole
thing. Wait, is she like trying to ruin him? Is she for him or against him?
I mean, at some point she's for him, and then he's mean to her or like belittles her, and then she's like, fuck him. When he's like, fuck you, bitch, go home, that's when she gave the code to Jake. Like,
yeah, what happened to him eating that tush on his desk?
He's definitely eating that honey. That's what she was for him. And then he got mad at her over his whole mom, when she called his mom behind his back. He got mad at her for that because she went behind his back and called his mom after he told him not to.
Well, his mom was definitely on national TV trashing him.
Yeah, and he told her to leave it alone.
And then he was eating that WAP.
Before that.
On the desk. That was before?
That was the very first episode we saw her, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Eating that tush.
So it seems like she's for him until he, like, pushes her away, and then she's like, fuck you too, motherfucker. Okay. Like, she was all for him and praising him and, like, trying to get people to vote for him and stuff until he's like, go home, bitch. I'm running for mayor, not you.
She was trying to take control of his life.
Because I guess he wasn't speaking up enough for her.
Well, he was about to speak, and then every time he was about to talk, she just cut him off. It was like, yeah, and da 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 da, and da 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 da.
To vote for him, and yeah.
Like, completely just basically
overtaking
everything he was about to say.
Yeah.
Like, cutting off his sentences and...
That's why he's like, I'm running for mayor, not you. Go home, bitch. I don't need you. Like, this is not your thing. This is mine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, meanwhile, Emmett.
Not yet.
You going to Emmett now?
Not yet. Then I missed that. Papa's daddy and Duda have a side conversation. Like, yeah. That conversation with Angela was real educational.
Yo.
I might need to meet with Angela again.
Yo, Angie.
We had a good conversation. You think you can set that meeting up one more time?
Yo.
I'll make sure all my, congregation?
Congregation.
My whole congregation votes for you. I just need one more meeting with Angela.
Yeah, yo. Papa's dad is...
Like a dirty pastor.
Mm-hmm.
This is like all the pastors.
Uh huh. Papa's father is a dirty priest.
You know what?
Pastor.
Have we ever seen Papa's mom?
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
You never hear Papa even talking about his mom.
Is there a mom?
I don't know. We would know that if there was better writing in the show.
Right. But we only just recently heard about Papa's dad.
We would know that. We all know that Kevin's dad died.
Yeah.
We know that from last season.
We know Jake,
but we all know that
we know
Kevin,
Jake's mom's a crackhead and his dad left
Peaches,
a long time ago.
Peaches, yes.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about Papa's mom and really don't even know nothing about his dad.
We only just recently met his dad this season.
Mm-hmm. No, we seen him last season.
At the end of last season.
Yeah, when he was
a little bit.
On the hunger strike. They were having a hunger strike and they were selling candy bars.
Yeah, a little bit we saw.
That's the first time he's like, I'm going to get a three-piece dark, spicy, dark, and the Lord says. Yeah. So, yeah. But we don't know nothing about Papa, man. Is Papa, are they gonna write Papa out the show?
It seems like they kind of already are.
Right? Papa has not even talked. Where's Myesha?
But neither is really Jake, though.
Jake has a bigger.
He was in this episode, but he wasn't in the last episode.
Yeah, but I think Jake's character is further in the plot of the story.
You only see Jake at the end of this episode when him and his brother come running out of the house, and he's like, and his brother's like, fucking crackheads. He's like, that's not a crackhead. That's little Jake from 36th Street Mall or whatever it is. Right, and then all of a sudden
they tried to plant something in
coke or whatever it was.
A bag of coke, a bag of soft or a bag of drugs in
I don't even know his name.
What's freaking
his name, like
in Reggie's brother, in Reggie's brother
Twigs or Tricks or something.
And Reggie and Jake's brother's car.
The new Reg.
The wannabe
Reg. Like that transvestite
I don't know.
I think his real name is Luke in real life, but I don't know his name on the show. It's like Twig or Trig or something like that.
But they tried to. So the dude I send that guy to do that?
Well, I don't know whoever runs the 36th Street Mob. Now remember, he ran up in a 36th Street Mob looking for Keisha.
Oh yeah, yeah he did, yeah he did, yeah he did. He did. And he also robbed them.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
And he also killed who was the other gang's name in that show? Damn. I can't remember the other guy's name. There's an initial gang, another gang, a rival gang. Remember he killed him when he was talking to Duda and said that he killed Reg?
Right.
And then he figured out that Duda had something to do with it because he didn't have any revenge on one of his own getting killed.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I don't know what the gang is. I just know the 36th Street Mob or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I forget. There's something simple like the Riot Boys or something crazy.
But anyway, then we get into. All right. So Jake's brother, the new Reg, found a bag in his car under the front seat, I guess. And that gave Jake an idea. I got an idea.
Well, Jake realized that they were trying to set his brother up so that he can't get custody of him.
That's what makes you think that Jake went to the house and he was trying to break into the safe. Duda's wife comes out like, what you doing, boy? How are you going to break into something that you don't even know the code to?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like 273642 or whatever it was. She gives him the code. He gets in it, takes out a manila folder. Nobody knows what's in the manila folder, but I think it has to do with custody papers. Because remember, Duda has custody of Jake because Peaches sold him.
Yeah, Peaches sold him. So why would Jake give custody papers to somebody that's
maybe
running against
proof, maybe it's proof
Duda.
That his mom sold him.
Or Otis Perry?
Yeah, Duda, Otis Perry, whatever.
What would Jake's freedom papers or adoption papers have to do willing to pay for?
Maybe it's not just adoption papers. Maybe it's just the fact that he bought him, like a prostitute. Like, you know what I mean? He bought him from his mom. It wasn't no legal adoption. He bought him.
No, he adopted him.
But he paid for him.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. And you don't think Duda has proof of that? That he gave her $10,000.
So why would Jake give that to the person that's running the game?
I think the new Reg, storyline is about getting custody of Jake. Storyline is about getting custody of Jake. So those papers have to do with something that has to do with custody of Jake.
Well, I think it's like something that would, I'm going to use a big word, I don't even really know what it means. Something that besmirches.
Incriminates.
Something that besmirches Duda's reputation.
Incriminates him, yeah.
Something that makes Duda look horrible that he can't come back from.
Okay, the dude's good.
Because they at this point, Jake is completely against Doudou, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree to that?
He knows he killed Rez, yeah.
He knows that he killed his brother.
Before
allegedly. Allegedly.
Before he knew that Doudou had something to do with Rez's death, he was for him. He was okay, he liked the lifestyle, but once he found out that he had a hand in Rez's death, or he could have stopped it and didn't. That's
he flat out tells him, I could have stopped it, but
and
we would have went to war.
He's like, what
and
am
your
I,
brother wasn't worth it.
Why
basically.
Am I worth saving? But he wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
But then
okay.
we get to the whole part of Emmett.
Yeah.
Emmett.
Your boy Emmett.
No, not my boy.
Your boy Emmett.
That's your type.
That's the kind of guys you smash.
No,
that's the kind of guys you smash.
I don't deal with dirty dingling. Like
that's
that.
The kind. That's the kind of guys you like.
No, I don't do dirty dinglings. I don't do sloppy seconds. I don't share. Okay, I don't share very well.
Well, Emmett.
Anything.
Emmett seems to think it's
especially
okay.
not my dinglings.
Never a dingling. No, I don't never share that.
I don't share dinglings. No.
Okay.
No sharing dinglings.
Okay, so sharing dingling is off limits.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so.
There's no sharing dinglings.
So, the dingling. Dingling. Emmett.
So, Emmett tapped cheeks, Lala's cheeks. He tapped those cheeks. And then they're sitting there, like, getting the store ready, cleaning up and stuff like that. And Emmett's sitting in the booth. His girlfriend's right there. Lala's right there. And he's, like, staring at her ass. Like,
well, wait, he confronted her ass.
Yeah, hold on.
Are you feeling the same?
Later. But at first, he's staring at her, watching her do this. And then,
watching her clean.
She said something of, I got to come up with a name. And now, mind you, his girlfriend's, like, looking over at the corner of her eye, like, what's wrong with you? What are you distracted for? Like, what's going on? And then he's like, I'm trying to come up with a good name. And she's like, well, if you need any inspiration, let
uh-huh.
me know.
That's
when his girlfriend looked at him like, what the fuck?
That would have been a red flag for
anybody. That was a red flag.
Emmett's like, oh, I'm going to marry my girl. That's what he comes up with.
No. That was after, because he was in the freezer or whatever, talking to Lala, and then he's like, yo, are you thinking about it like I am? Because I can't stop thinking about it. I think his mom overheard him or suspected that there was something going on.
His mom already knew.
No, she didn't know. She suspected. He confirmed it. He said yes. He said no. And she's like, I know you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you did. You fucked her.
Can I have some of it?
And then he's like,
can I have some of it?
And then she's like, you better get your life straight. Because what's his girlfriend's name?
What the hell's her
whatever
name?
Whatever his girlfriend's name is.
I can't
she's
remember.
Like, Emma's mom's like, you better get your life straight because she's not stupid and
mm-hmm.
she will figure it out. And that's he's like, oh, man, the fuck? And that's what made him go to the pawn shop and get a ring.
He went and got it out of guilt. He went,
yeah.
he went and got a ring out of guilt, not
guess,
out of love.
I guess that's the lie.
But he probably does love her, but he still should have covered up a lie.
He still does love her, but he told his mom, like, oh, I got it out of my system. This made me realize that she's the one for me and this and that. But like, you were just in the freezer 5 minutes ago, like, yo, I can't stop thinking about it. Are you thinking about it like I'm thinking about it?
Have some of it, la la.
You didn't get it out of your system.
Can I have some of it, la la, la la.
Now, I think Lala's going to start sleeping with
just need a bigger ass.
Lala's going to start sleeping with Emma's dad, and Emma's not going to like that.
Yes, he was jealous that his dad was even pushing up on her.
We all know.
He was jealous that his dad was even big old freak.
Big booty, big old freak.
Big booty, big old treat. Mm-hmm. He was definitely upset that his dad pushed up on his business partner.
Yes. Who's old enough to be his mom.
La, la.
By the way.
La, la.
Lala and his mom looked like they went to high school together.
Yeah, definitely do. They definitely do.
They could have graduated at the same time.
Okay, so let's move on.
Jay Moore said it, actually. He's like, standing next to Lala when they were sitting there, and Emma's sitting in the booth, and they were all cleaning and stuff. He's like, Emma's girlfriend standing next to Lala. Looks like a teenage little girl.
A little girl. Yeah,
she did. Little girl.
Like her daughter. Like her daughter.
She did. She looks like no grown woman standing next to Lala.
Big old freak. Big old booty. Big booty, big old treat. So, Lala and Emmett smashed. Once Lala and Emmett smashed, that creates bad business tension. So now, Emmett's stuck in a pickle. Who knows? He's feeling like, oh, I got to prove to my woman that I love her, so I'm going to marry her. So he goes out and buys a pawn shop ring. But yet he's still having feelings for Dominique. Is that, that's her name, Dominique. Dominique, who is his business partner. And they basically took over, what's his name? Sonny's. They took over Sonny's.
Made a Smokey's barbecue.
And made a Smokey's barbecue. Not suck my bone. Suck my bone.
Hall Kevin. Suck my bone. All right.
So hold on. Let's finish that one real quick. We're almost there. So he basically is feeling guilty. Wants to marry.
Goes to the pawn shop.
Goes to the pawn shop.
$500, like
a cheap ass ring, just to
cover up his lie, basically.
Cover up the guilt, right?
Yeah.
Is that
guilt? The lie, yeah. He's trying to convince himself that she is the one for him.
And before they do the grand opening of their what's the place called?
Smokey's. Barbecue.
Smokey's Barbecue. Before they do that, he gets down on one knee and asks his girlfriend.
Whatever her name is.
To marry her. To marry him.
Something, yeah.
So she says yes. So now he had his other baby moms look still there.
His other three baby moms.
Look crazy. He looked crazy.
But then we also, all right, another big moment in the show, which we all knew was coming. Ding, ding, ding. Keisha finds out she's pregnant with the rapist baby.
Yeah.
That she killed and murdered.
Yeah.
And then she finds out Kev's up her butt, walking her to the store.
So hold on.
Her sight.
Nobody even knew. Like, we still don't know who Amari was.
No.
Okay? We don't know what his purpose was.
Did she get in the car because she knew him and he offered her
like, how
ride?
How did she get abducted? Like, no flashback, no nothing. What's going on? So...
But now she's pregnant with the rapist baby.
Pregnant.
With the kidnapping rapist baby.
He kidnapped her, raped her, took the cheeks, but yet she's going to have...
She's not going to have it.
She's considering.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
As soon as that pregnancy test came up, she went right out to her mom and said, how soon can we get rid of it? And her mom said, I'll call... I don't know her name. Emma's mom right now.
She was looking up stuff like that, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's considering keeping the baby.
She's like... her mom's like, I'll call whatever Emma's mom's name is. I'll call her right now and we'll get it set up. And she's like, but I don't want anybody to know. And she's like, well, nobody will know. Nobody will know about it.
What?
Who's going to keep a rapist baby that you killed? That's just
disgusting.
That you murdered. Like,
you, first of all,
hey,
you killed your abductor,
hey,
and then you want to keep his baby?
Hey,
come on.
Baby. And when he's like, where's my daddy? Who's my daddy? Like, you know, all kids want to know. Eventually, at some point, they want to know who their daddy is. Yeah, your daddy kidnapped me and raped me, and I killed him. Sorry, you ain't got no daddy. Like,
but like,
what are you going to tell the boy, the girl, boy, whatever it is? Like,
but like you said, like, was it rape? Like, you said that she was basically laying down and...
I didn't see resistance.
No resistance. Wasn't...
There was resistance
is when... Somebody came looking
and this
for
is after, like,
her. But he was going to work, leaving her down there.
If I'm good.
Flirting with him.
Favor.
Leading him on.
Yeah. Will you do me a favor, Daddy? And then all of a sudden, after that episode, they wake up naked in bed together, all cuddled up. Shaft the buns. Shaft the buns, like, all cuddled up, naked under the blanket.
He wasn't,
like, resisting. He was laying there. He had his arm around her. His shaft all but her buns. Laying there sleeping like,
and he got up,
went upstairs, and then she threw her clothes on real quick.
So.
That's the only time we ever seen or knew that he raped her.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nobody in their right mind. Like, this is definitely a sensitive topic. But no female in their right mind would even consider keeping a rape baby.
No. A rape baby, I don't even care if you're anti-abortion. it's either if even if I was anti-abortion, I would still
have
make
an,
an exception. Yeah, I would make an exception. Yeah. I would have an abortion versus have every time you see that child, you're gonna be like brought back to the instant that where how this child was conceived, how it was brought into this world, and how you killed his father. Like you're gonna have constant flashbacks every time you look at the child.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, she looks just like her daddy. No.
Yeah.
No, no. No. Well, then, at the end of the episode, Ronnie has the best day of his life, and he gets killed by Kookie. Somebody.
Real.
Kookie's mysterious friend that pops out of the
woodwork. Kookie's out of the blue buddy.
Two seasons later.
They're brothers. They're happy. Yeah, they're singing.
It would have made more sense for Brandon to kill
him. Give me a high five.
Then we find out this guy beat up Ronnie. In, episode 3 or something like that.
When they jumped him out in front of the church.
Yeah.
They said he was a part of it. Well, he said he was a part of it.
Yeah.
Let's give him a shout out. I think his name is Ahmad.
Ahmad something. But we don't even know who he is. Like, we don't know who he is, how he was affiliated to Kookie. Was Kookie his best buddy? Where did he come from?
Yeah, and the Jay Moore's reviews interview, he said that he was Kookie's best friend.
Allegedly, that we're just now hearing about two seasons later.
Our best friend that beat up
even
Ronnie,
Brandon
chased Ronnie.
Even Brandon didn't talk to him, like.
Nobody knew who he was. He gave.
He showed up at the funeral.
If he was his best friend, then why did Brandon give Kev Kookie's bike?
Right.
Not his best
friend. Why didn't he show up at the funeral?
So, yeah.
We didn't see him then.
Yeah.
This is bad writing.
Awful, bad writing.
But then again, like, I also agree with Jay Moore. Like, I would have rather seen Ronnie go off to a job somewhere than get murdered. After all this said and done, like, he actually did something good. He found Keisha. They gave him a bunch of money, and he actually did a good thing with it and gave it to Jason's child, which was his stepchild or whatever, Tracy's son that was murdered. Wasn't his, but it was like Tracy's son that was murdered, had a baby. He gave all that money to Jason's daughter, Jason's baby mama, and was just like, oh, well, I guess I'm staying here now. Like, I would have rather seen Ronnie move away, go off, and just then I don't think he deserved to get killed. You know, he had a, like, his storyline wasn't that great. I just don't think he deserved to get killed. Maybe. I don't know. Drunken Ronnie's gone.
Nathaniel's
gone. Sonny's gone.
Drunken Ronnie.
There's one episode left, so I wonder, are they going to kill off the rest of the cast in this last episode? I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Yeah, we'll see, man. That's all we can do. Let's stay tuned and...
One more episode.
Watch for the season finale, and hopefully everything
comes
out.
I think Reg is
going
to be in the season finale.
Reg?
Yes. Because we haven't seen nothing about Reg at all. And all of a sudden, at the beginning of the last season, Reg was in the previews. Reg hasn't been in none of the previews.
Nah,
and
yeah.
And all of a sudden, he was in the season 9 preview for the show. Like, the recap before the show starts. The flashback on what happened so far. Reg was in it, so I have a feeling he's going to make a cameo in the last season, the last episode. They got to do something. They're losing viewers. They got to do something to bring fans back in.
Yep, I agree.
So that's my prediction. Reg is going to make an appearance in the last episode. I don't know. Somehow, some way, he's going to make an appearance.
I don't know. Bring Reg back from the dead.
He's not dead. I mean, we don't know what happened to him.
I know.
It was never confirmed really that he's dead or alive.
Yeah, true.
Jake's the only one that said he was dead, but we don't know. Nobody ever confirmed if he was dead or alive. There was no Instagram video on him. Allegedly, there was Lena Waithe did an Instagram video about Brandon saying that he was killed by Duda. She didn't mention it on the show, but apparently she mentioned it on her Instagram, which who follows her on Instagram?
I know.
Like.
But yeah, that's a bit much, dude. Like, come on. How am I supposed to know that?
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, she didn't do no Instagram videos about Reg. I think Reg will be back. If not in the last episode, he'll definitely be back in the next season. Definitely.
Nah.
Anything else you want to add?
Nah, I'm good for now. I'm just done for today, tired, hungry, and ready to take it down.
All right, so we did our predictions for, are we talking about The Shy, season 3, episode 9. I think that's it. Make sure you check out our website, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. Buy yourself a t-shirt, $20, barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
Barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
Soon we'll have a matching mat. We'll have masks to match your shirts there very soon.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully by the end of this week, so you can get your mask and your shirt. Barbershoptalkradiostore.com. If you don't want to buy a t-shirt, donate on the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Make sure you subscribe to the channel on YouTube. We're trying to build our platform up, you know. YUN9 space SLIM. Like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. We need the subscribers.
Please subscribe. Please subscribe.
I don't care about the other social media things. YouTube is the most important. So
make sure
you subscribe on YouTube, and then you can also follow us on other blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. If you want to listen to us live on Mondays, you can call in 516-387-1879 on Monday nights. We're always live Monday nights around 9:30, 10-ish, usually by 10-ish. And then you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio, and get yourself a t-shirt. BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. They're only $20. Free shipping. It's a good deal. And that's it. We'll see y'all next time.